All right, business-like day. Getting back after a day off. Had a few guys that weren't able to go. A few extra guys that maybe added to the list, but for the most part, teams staying healthy and getting a lot of good work in, a lot of good situational work. So, my philosophy on that stuff, but probably a larger number than even we expected coming off a day off. But should be short-term guys. Bunch of them are younger, and we'll get them back as quick as possible. So, questions?
None of those guys were rest days or all had a little something.
Well, it looked like a veteran rest day, except it was mostly rookies, and it was not by design. So, anyway, we're making progress.
Is there any, I know you were asked about this on Sunday, but is there any level of concern as we head towards games when you want to get these young guys reps and get them familiar to have that?
Well, my feeling on it is that we cherish every rep that we get. We're going to work our butts off to get them out there whenever we can. Ultimately, it comes down to the, in a lot of cases, the player being ready to go. So, we're doing everything we can to do the right things by our guys.
Throughout training camp, it seems pretty indicative that EJ is ahead of Connor as the number two quarterback. Is that something that the bow is tied on in terms of, are you ready to state that EJ is his team's number two quarterback?
No. No, that's far from decided. I think we're having healthy competition at several spots on the roster, and I think we haven't even played one down in a game yet. So really, it would be unwise to jump to conclusions about anything at this point with who's repping where. We want to give a lot of exposure and a lot of opportunity for guys to express who they are and how they can help us. Then we'll sort through that information and make a good decision. So there's no rush on it. We're sharing the work. I think EJ's had some good moments, maybe a few more up to this point. But we haven't even played a snap in a game yet. So we're not in a hurry and we're not rushing to make some of those decisions.
Speaking of game day, with the rotations and maybe even experimentation going on with the secondary, what are you looking for specifically out of that group come Friday?
Well, really, when we start playing games, we want to be putting it all together. So the biggest thing is to keep making progress, keep growing. We're getting a lot of reps out here, getting a lot of exposure, different concepts. Our system is being installed as we're in camp, and we're getting close to where we're done installing, and then we'll start refining, and we just want to continue to improve, looking for consistency and applying the techniques and being on top of things and minimizing the big plays. That's the biggest thing in the back end.
Is that group ahead of where they should be, behind where they should be? Where does the secondary stand right now compared to other positional groups?
How do you gauge a should be?
The install, in terms of feeling comfortable putting them out there and being peaking at that time.
We're not ready to open the season right now. Okay. But fortunately, we're probably halfway through camp, so we've got a ways to go yet. We've got a lot of work to do yet.
Jack, I apologize if you were asked this earlier in camp, but with Marshall on the left side getting all the reps, and I know you got to go with who's here, but if and when the Donald Penn situation gets rectified, he goes back to the right side, he's not getting any reps on the right side. I know he's played both, but how tough, how unique of a situation is he in to getting all these reps at a spot that most likely, I know in best case scenario, he won't even be playing?
Yeah, well, the shuffle that takes place whenever somebody's down, whether it be from injury or whether it be from contract squabbles, I think those are just the realities of football. And I think guys that are capable of swinging, like Marshall, will be asked to swing. And then we're working other guys as well, that will be cross-trained to make sure we can take full advantage of the versatility.
Okay, like today, Khalil out, you get someone like Cowser who gets to get out there with his hand down on the ground and see what he can do. How big of a day is it for someone like that?
That's exactly how it ends up working out, Jerry. Somebody's out, whether it's Donald, Khalil out, a guy that's not in camp or a guy that is in camp, he's not out there for whatever reason. There are opportunities for the guys that are behind him. They're going to get reps. They're going to get opportunities. And I think James Couser had a real nice camp. I mean, he's done a nice job so far. So the best part of the benefit, you know, that's part of the positive spin, though, if you look at it that way, that, you know, when one guy's had something happen that's misfortune, another guy gets an opportunity that might not have been there.
Coach, there's obviously a lot of similarities between Jalen and DeAndre, but what about DeAndre? Do you see that sets him apart, or is there one specific thing that he does differently than everybody else?
DeAndre?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a guy that, you know, really liked coming out. He's got some juice. He's a little, runs a little compact and not always easy to get down. We think he's having a real good camp, you know. And as we went back and reviewed what he did last year when he got the ball, you know, he did some nice things with the ball in his hands. So, yeah, we're excited for DeAndre to continue to grow.
You mentioned the secondary at the end after last season, giving up explosive plays being a major issue, bringing in John Pagano to help with communication. Have you seen anything in this first session of camp to give you optimism that that's?
Yes. Yes, I think we're a long way ahead of where we were last year, and I think the communication has gotten better and will continue to get better. And so, yeah, I think I see it, I hear it, I watch it, and there's a lot of good work being put in.
Jack, 2 days ago, Marshawn got stripped by Carl Joseph. Today, first play of the team drill, he gives him a stiff arm and takes off. Does Marshawn look like a guy that's been out a year, or does he look ready to go?
It looks like a guy's been out a year.
Does he?
Yeah.
I mean, there's that fine line between being rested and rusty.
No, he's doing a great job working, you know, wisely. You know, we're bringing him along. We've been smart about it the whole offseason, and he's doing the things we're asking him to do. He's fully committed, and I like the way he's progressing.
Too soon then to ask how many reps or snaps he'll get from Saturday?
Too soon to ask how many snaps. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Ask you again in 2 days.
Talk to Carl Joseph a little bit about.
I know it's coming.
About how much better Carl Joseph. Yeah, you know, he's just physically. He's got his legs under him, and he's a different guy in that respect. How about mentally with that part of it and the communication part of it you were talking about before? Yeah. It's a big part of this game. It's going
to
be anyway.
Well, it is a big part. I think the safety and that's where it starts. To safety needs to be able to communicate to his corner on his side of the field and with the other safety and some of those things. I think just part of growing pains, maybe with a younger guy, but I think him having, you know, his health and being able to get full complement of reps is definitely helping him. He's gaining confidence. You can just see it.
He said that he can tell linebackers where they need to be in certain situations. You've seen that growth in him.
Yeah, he's growing. Yeah, he's growing where he can talk more, and he is talking more, and you need that out of your back end, you know, just to be everybody be on the same page.
Giorgio. Communicative guy. He's not his first training camp, certainly, with you guys.
Yeah.
He seems pretty spirited and pretty engaged with wanting to help out wherever he can. What to you have you seen from him that, I don't know, infectious or what have you, but that you really have come to appreciate with Giorgio over the years?
Giorgio Tavecchio?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good kicker. I mean, he's, you know, to me, he's grown. I think he's right on the edge, you know. So we're happy to have him back, you know, competing. I think he's a good young kicker. So just those guys sometimes will bounce for a while before they finally catch on and get a career going. But he's got a lot of desire. He's got a good leg. So I like the way he's working.